So this was a big problem in the prank era of YouTube in 2017 and 2018 when parents were pranking their own children and filming their reactions, and you saw children crying and getting really upset. You know, one vlogger family famously lost custody of their kids for the really cruel pranks that they were playing on their children for views. So, you know, this is a whole really wide network. There's literally hundreds of thousands of family accounts on social media, from Instagram to YouTube to blogs. Some of these channels are making millions of dollars a year. And the kids are right now legally entitled to none of that, despite the fact that they star on these channels as child entertainers.
So what is being done to protect these kids?
There is not much legislation, basically none. I mean, it's really just these two state bills, one of which failed so far. It will be reintroduced next session in Washington state. And then I mentioned the Illinois bill, which is very similar to the Washington bill, which did pass the state Senate. However, it removed all of the privacy protections, which I would argue are just as essential as the monetary protections. So both of these bills do essential things, which is basically try and protect kids' privacy, give them the right when they turn 18 to make that choice, like, hey, look, I want to be able to petition Facebook or YouTube or whatever to have all this content with me and it removed. Give them a sense of agency over the content that features them. And then the other part of the bill is focus on monetary compensation. So, you know, if these kids have grown up having their likeness monetized, they deserve a portion of that revenue, legally codifying their entitlement to that. It's unclear whether these state legislations can even be enforced. I mean, what we really need is something on a national level. I mean, we know that these tech companies would fight this tooth and nail. Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, he's really the only one that has spoken on this issue. He told me, for my story, child labor in the online influencer industry seems fraught with problems. At least he's talking about the issue. I still, you know, would love to see any kind of national legislation introduced, because I think until national lawmakers take this up and there's real advocacy here, nothing's going to happen.
Did you speak to any advocates who are pushing for legislation?
Yeah, I spoke to Chris McCarty, who is an 18-year-old student in Washington who's been a fierce advocate. I think as a member of Gen Z, they feel like this is a really important issue that it has far-reaching consequences.